you. Our next public hearing is conditional use 1699, Harry H. Isaacs III.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a go-kart track to be located on a certain parcel of land lying in being Broadkill 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3.24 acres, more or less, lying north of Road 231, 570 feet west of the center line of Route 30.
For the benefit of the record, I pass down site plans for the commission members. We did receive some agency comments, first one being from the Department of Transportation. We were advised that a traffic impact study was not recommended, but the level of service A of Reynolds Pond Road will not change as a result of this application. We also heard received comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, and have been advised that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an individual on-site septic system is proposed to serve, that the proposed project is not in an area where the county expects to provide sewer in the foreseeable future, and that a concept plan is not required. We also received, I believe, 7 letters in support of the application from area residents and also parties that use the go-kart track facility. And all those letters were in support, and they are on record. If the commission would like to see those letters, I'll pass them down. And that's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Excellent, thank you. Anyone here representing this application?
Good evening, Zach Roth with Davis Bowman Fidel, representing Mr. Harry H. Isaacs III on this conditional use for, as Mr. Lank expressed, it's an existing go-kart track with parking. What I'd like to do is just kind of go over the overview. I kind of brought some aerial photos to kind of give an idea of where the existing track is located and kind of go over the concept of it. Mr. Isaacs here to answer any specific questions, and of course I'll try to answer any questions that you have in pertaining to the site. But the site is located at the intersection of 231 and Route 30, just to the west, 231. Mr. Isaacs and his wife actually live in the house that's actually in front of the track itself. The existing track is located right behind their house. There's a parking area labeled as parking on the plan that you have, as well as the overview. The parking is actually in the trees. There's no improvements to the parking. It's just, you know, basically where the people who use the facilities can park around the trees. There's no asphalt paving or things of that nature. Conditional use is for 3.23 acres, which actually divides two parcels, which is part of the application. The site also consists of two large buildings, which exist as of today. The two large buildings will be removed as of March of 2008, and will be an area for parking. The existing building up to the north of the site will remain, and there's an existing entrance that actually is located here, which is actually labeled on your site plan, which is used for the facilities itself. Mr. Isaacs is basically, he has 5 years had this existing track. It started out as, you know, a family thing, and actually, he actually had a go-kart at one time, so when he gave that up, I guess, with age. But anyways, we were kind of grew from there, and with the way the track has evolved, as well as, you know, participants, it only made sense to comply with Sussex County with a conditional use, and that's why we're here this evening. Yeah, the hours of operations would be just Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. It's usually just one day, but depending on the weather, if there's a rain delay or whatnot, it can be pushed to a Sunday, and/or if it's a Friday, it can be pushed to Saturday. But operations will be until 12 p.m. at night. Typically, the races are over at 10, maybe 11, but you know, as people leave the site, sometimes it could extend past 11, so he just wanted that option of extending it to 12 p.m. It'll be every weekend as well. It's usually every other weekend, but at times it is weekend special on special weekends and or special events. But you know, tonight we're here for the conditional use. Mr. Isaac's here to answer any specific questions. You know, as part of a record too, you know, I was going to wait until people were, you know, speaking in favor of it. You know, I'm here because I've known Trey, you know, I'm speaking on the personal side now, for over 25 years. We grew up down the road from each other, and I've known him pretty much through all my life, you know, through ball and sporting events, and our kids grow up as of right now. You know, he has a young kid, I have a young boy, so, but, you know, Trey's always ran a clean operation there, and I think the people that you're going to hear tonight and the letters that you have on record will support that. It's something that occupies kids, I mean, just like baseball or football, and it's not like it's done every night. You know, there's a period of 3 to 4 months, I would say, that, you know, during the winter months that there's no racing, but usually in the spring through late fall is when these events take place. If there's any questions in reference to the site, I'd be more than happy to answer them. And, you know, I'm sure Trey's going to, or Mr. Isaacs is going to come up here and, you know, express any concerns that you have in reference to the type of activities that he runs there.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm Heritage Isaac III. I'm the applicant, and I don't know if you guys have any questions on what we're doing there. I'll be glad to answer them.
All right, sir. Mr. Crash, is that to conclude your presentation? If it does, we'll see if anybody has a question.
No, actually, I would want to add one more thing. I thought was part of the record is that there was a letter submitted from the Ag Urban Preservation in support of the conditional use, because this property, some of the property is in Ag and Preservation, so since it wasn't read as part of the record, I'd just like to make that note. And unfortunately, I don't have a copy of that, but it might be in the record if Mr. Link finds it by any chance.
The only thing that I didn't interpret this as a letter of support, it basically made reference to the Ag Preservation District. That a foundation and that a district agreement has been signed as of 1997. It makes reference to the parcel and makes reference to the restrictions. And the only restriction was that there be no rezoning or major subdivision of the real property allowed. It doesn't really make reference to a go-kart track, I don't believe. Let me see. I'm reading it now. It makes reference to the typical agriculture deed reference requirement, but it doesn't really say it supports or objects to the application.
Okay. Just as long as it doesn't.
That's something we asked for when you applied, because they're just trying to clarify that. It's not a rezoning, it's conditional use, it's only temporary. It is in the file, so I do have it on record.
That concludes presentation. Any questions, please feel free.
We'll find
out. As always.
Okay, we'll find out. I'll start with Mr. Smith this time.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, gentlemen. What I heard you say was you would be asking to be allowed to continue one night a weekend with flexibility of it could be Friday, Saturday, or Sunday, depending on conditions of weather or maybe the appropriateness of the day. Just sort of a blanket of those 3 days with a choice of one of those three. And the hours, you're asking to all activities cease and desist at midnight of that day.
That is correct.
And starting about what time? Six?
Driver's meetings are usually at six. People start getting there probably around 4:35.
This is the track. So maybe like five to midnight.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Noticing on your site plan the number of parking spaces and also hopefully the if this application would look favorably, that you know you have a successful operation as you've attested to. How with the number of people, do you have plans for public restrooms? I didn't see anything on your site plan.
We have porta potties, porta johns from local company, and we have I think six or seven of them on the property that we use. And
whereabouts are they? If you want to use your pointer.
There's a couple right down here in this area, a couple up right back in this area right here behind the teachers. Two or three over here in this parking area. They're scattered around throughout.
And that's been sufficient.
Yeah.
Okay.
We do have a couple pictures in the file, so I'll pass them down that show the site.
How far would you say that you are from, should someone get hurt and need emergency medical or ambulance, how far are you from a response station?
Probably 4 or 5 minutes from either Ellendale or Milton. We're centered right between the two.
All right. Is there any type of public address system or any music, loudspeaker, anything associated that says, you know, gentlemen, start your engines, or you're calling different heats or any?
By popular demand, we did add a PA system. We don't play loud music or anything. It's just to announce that, you know, your race is next, you know, a certain age division is coming up, get ready. You know, so they, you know, just to basically organize everything, make it flow.
Any of the neighbors ever said anything, ever commented of saying, you know, I live a mile and a half away and I can hear your...
Not to my knowledge, no.
Okay. Well, if they had, they would have approached you as owner-operator. Okay. And signage, gentlemen, that would indicate that the track, it's known without this any signage?
Yeah, we don't really advertise, just something that evolved over 5 years, and like you said, we want to, you know, need to come and get compliance at this time, conditional use.
And the majority of the racers are just, I'm curious, what age are you serving?
5 years old to probably 50. Big kids.
you made a comment about someone being, you thought, too old to be in a go-kart anymore. That sort of struck a nerve with me. That's all no other questions.
I don't think none of us are too old, Mr. Smith.
Thank you.
That's all. I just have one. Do you have concessions?
Sometimes we do have a guy, a gentleman, come and sells concessions, but it's he has his own business off-site and has a wagon that he brings to the site.
Trailer,
yeah.
Nothing permanent.
Yeah.
But most of this is in the woods, right? Most of this track is in the woods, and the lights really don't shine on the road or anything.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah, the lights don't shine on the road at all.
Right. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Mr. Lang.
I don't have any questions. I think I've had all my questions answered.
Okay. Mr. Counts?
No additional questions.
Okay. Mr. Abbott?
Questions.
Counselor?
No questions.
Thank you. Great, gentlemen. We thank you. If you'll take a seat for a minute, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application.
Thank you much.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use 1699 Harry H. Isaacs III?
Okay, we'll start with you, ma'am.
Good evening. I'm speaking tonight on behalf of myself and my two children, who race.
Excuse me, just for a second. We need for you to give us your name and address.
Okay, my name's Susan Davis. Address is 18199 Petty John Road, Milton, Delaware. As I said, I'm speaking tonight on behalf of myself and my two children, who are 5 and 8, who race out at Mr. Isaac's property. Mr. Isaac's has done a wonderful job creating a fun, safe, and instructional environment for our local youth to learn all aspects of go-kart racing. Although my children have raced at other tracks, they prefer racing at Mr. Isaac's, where they feel more at home. It's a place where our family, friends, neighbors can come out and cheer on our kids and their friends. Our family has made and strengthened many friendships along the way, and it's wonderful to see our community come together and be so supportive of one another. Much like the way of the Amish help in small communities, I'll never forget my son's first race. We'd never been out to Trey's before. His motor just completely quit. And moms and dads came from all over the place, running out, trying to help us get it started, because didn't want my 5-year-old little boy not to be able to make his first race. And they were able to start it, and he was on his way, thrilled to death. At that time, I didn't know many of them, but now I feel like they're all extended family to me. Both my children have gained so much more than just go-kart racing. Mr. Isaac really teaches the children about how it's important to have good moral character, such as being respectful of other people's property, leaving your surroundings just as nice, if not better, than the way you found it, showing respect for authority and for each other. Good work ethic by making sure that the kids help with their parts, as well as good sportsmanship. And it's not just for boys either. I know some people think it's a boys' sport. My daughter races, she's 8, and there's many other girls from within the community also that race. Mr. Isaacs has afforded these girls the opportunity to build strong bonds with their fathers, as well as other male figures in their homes, that they may not otherwise have been given if it wasn't for the track. It's brought many families and friends together, and it's made our community stronger, I believe. In a time when children are running wild in many of the communities, I feel blessed that Mr. Isaacs and his family have opened up their home and their property and dedicated so much of their time so that our children can have a fun, safe place to go with their families. I used to be a prior homeowner on Mr. Isaacs Road. Unfortunately, I had to sell my home due to a divorce, but if I still lived there, I definitely would open up with open arms, you know, the go-kart track. The lights are in the woods. It doesn't shine anyone's homes. It's not excessively loud. The people are not noisy, boisterous, causing any kind of problems. They leave in an orderly manner. He does have his PA system if there was ever some sort of a fire emergency. He can communicate with everyone there at the track to let them know what's going on. I think there's plenty of access in and out if there was a problem to get everybody out safely. And I'm hoping that you all vote yes to pass Mr. Isaac's application so that our families continue to have a positive place to go and to have a good time. And I do have a letter that I did not submit prior. I don't know who I need to give that to.
Me.
Okay, and that's it.
Okay, anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir.
My name is Chris Lovinguth. I live on 22291 Reynolds Pond Road. I'm exactly 3 houses down from the track. Don't have any kids that they go there. Do have a lot of kids that I coach Little League that do race at Trey's track. And, you know, like she said, it's a pretty positive place to go. It's a neat place to let kids have fun. And, you know, I've been down a lot of times just to go down and watch the kids. You see the grandmothers, grandfathers, and people of like, and it's just a great place to go. So, again, I'm a neighbor just down the street, and I don't have any problem at all with the track.
All right, sir. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Yes, sir. That'd be you, Mr. Isaac. Yeah, come on.
But Trey, you must be Deuce.
How'd you know my name? Harry Isaacs, Jr., 220-66 from West Palm Road. I'm sure you all know that Trey is my son. The first thing I want to say is I couldn't be more prouder of him for the operation that he has started and is continuing to run. It's strictly family-oriented. There are no kids racing there that I know of that doesn't have their mother and father with them. We own all the land around the track and across the road, so there's no problem there. And maybe one thing I could clarify as far as farm preservation goes, I approached farm preservation about tearing down the two buildings and have their blessing to do that, because that land is not now in agricultural use. So since it is not in use as agricultural, they allow me to just tear the buildings down to use for parking.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll answer. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in favor? All right, there. Is anyone that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use 1699 Harry H. Isaacs III? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday evening with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.